Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity to address directly the American people.
I think an address, if you want to put it that way, is desperately needed here. You know, your boy Rupert Murdoch, well, I guess he's our boy now, his newspaper, The Times, which I know you read, a couple of weeks ago, as a matter of fact, more than a couple of weeks ago, it was over a month ago, published the minutes of this meeting where your top people, were briefed about how this war was being planned and the lies fixed around it. Surely to God you have something to say about that.
Pardon me, there's a bit of a delay, so if you will bear with me. Yes, absolutely, you're quite right. I should point out that the events of the memo took place prior to any address of the United Nations.
That's totally superfluous and irrelevant.
I'm sorry, there's a bit of a delay.
That's totally superfluous and irrelevant. Hello?
Can I be honest with you? May I call you Michael?
I would prefer you call me Mr. Malloy.
Mr. Malloy?
Yes.
It's been bloody hell. When I first met President Bush,
yeah,
we got along famously.
You both use the same toothpaste, I understand.
Well, yes, absolutely.
Right.
It was like a dream. We got along famously. His tough cowboy demeanor. It was charming, absolutely charming. But, well...
Yeah?
He can be a bit intimidating.
Can he? In what way? I realize we're getting way off the subject here, but in what way is he, did he force you to...
Well, he's very direct about what he wants, isn't he?
Did he force you to switch toothpaste?
Oh, it's worse than that, Mr. Malloy. You can't imagine the hell that I've been through.
Do you want to talk about it a bit? I mean, it was my understanding that you were more than willing to go along with this murderous invasion of another country. Did he make you lie to the UN or to your cat?
At first I thought I could control him, you see. At first I thought, well, he's going to do this anyway, but perhaps I could temper him. Perhaps I could assuage his violent nature. He would have none of it, and soon I found myself doing things.
Mr. Prime Minister, are you suggesting that your relationship with Mr. Bush was more than head of state to head of state, so to speak?
And rather abusive.
Excuse me?
And rather abusive.
Abusive?
He made me do it, don't you understand?
I'm a nice man. How could he have... What did he have on you, or you on him, to make you go along with this invasion? What are you talking about?
Because his rugged handsomeness and charm. I fell for it hook, line, and sinker, as did many of your American people.
Yeah, but it sounds like there was an element in your relationship with Mr. Bush that the rest of us are rather loath to even think about.
Yeah, he would get rather violent at times, but then he would be nice, and he would assure me that he would seek peace, and I believed him like a fool, like a damn fool.
Oh, God. Well,
it's more than he's not listening, is he?
Oh, no. The U.S. military listens to this. I would lock my doors tonight at number 10 before you go to sleep.
But he isn't.
Well, wait a minute. You've already gone to sleep. What?
But he isn't listening, is he?
Well, I don't think so. Would he get upset if he heard you talking like this?
Well, if this got back to him, I should absolutely perish.
Mr. Prime Minister,
help me, Mr. Malloy. You must.
I don't know what to do. Can't your wife help you? Isn't Sherry good for this, Mr. Prime Minister?
Oh, she's nothing but a beard. Please.
Oh, no. Oh, God, I knew this. Really? Do you realize what you've just said?
I've said nothing of the sort. There seems to be a bit of a delay.
Yeah, we have a bit of a delay in our country as well.
There seems to be a bit of a delay. I can't hear you quite.
But I said we have a bit of a delay in this country, too, but that's another story. Jesus. So, Shelley, your spouse is a beard?
Well, a bit, yes. I mean, not out of bounds, as it were. But I wish to get back to this memo.
Sure, I wish you would, too. This conversation's getting me a little bit dizzy. My head is spinning.
So, as I was saying,
yeah. At
first, I thought, even though we had these outrageous notions of taking Saddam out, that I could mollify him a bit.
Yes.
It didn't turn out quite as I planned.
You were going to civilize him, more or less?
That was my intent.
Could I ask? I mean, I'm almost afraid to ask a question. What were you going to do, and what happened? He wouldn't he wouldn't raise his pinky while sipping his
tea? He's a rather mean drunk, as you Yanks would say.
Oh, he's a mean drunk, yeah. So the two, but he doesn't drink. You mean the two of you would drink?
Oh, I don't touch the stuff.
He would drink?
Yes, and he's rather mean. Totally another person.
Yeah. Well, I'm totally nonplussed here. I don't know where to go with the guy. I had a whole bunch of questions for you now, but you've thrown me such a curve.
Ask away. I shall answer candidly.
Well, how could you? Oh, Jesus! None of it seems to make any sense now. How could you have participated in an invasion, knowing that everything was wrong and knowing that your attempt to civilize, I believe is the way you put it, Mr. Bush, was failing?
It's a gradual process, isn't it?
And please don't say love is blind.
Oh, would that it were so.
Yeah.
But isn't that the gradual process? At first he said, we'll make Saddam feel uneasy. And I thought, well, no harm in that. Then he said, those horrible words he said to the Times, I don't believe I can say it on American radio.
Well, then don't. Can you allude to it? Can you talk in code?
He said, F Saddam, we're taking him out. At first I misunderstood. I thought, you know.
Yeah.
The cocktails or something.
You thought it was a date?
Well, given the circumstances.
You thought it was going to be like a threesome? You, George, and Saddam going out for tea?
Well, you know, in Britain, taking him out means, I guess, a whole nother thing.
I guess it does. So you went along with it because you thought it was going to be like a triple, the three of you?
I thought it would be rather fun. I don't know what would come of it, but now that I've seen him in his underwear.
Who?
Saddam.
Oh, what about George?
Let's not go there.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like I've gotten so much off my chest.
Yeah, I'll bet you have. Well, I'm not quite sure where to go with this, Mr. Prime Minister, at this point. Do you have anything else you want to add to this?
Well, other than the fact that all these memos that are leaking are quite true in the Downing Street minutes, I mean, frankly, I don't know what you people are waiting for. I'm on Skid Row as it is.
Yeah, well, we have a
about to take my keister completely out of Downing Street.
Yeah, well, we have a different system here. We have to put up with this. It has to be done like every 4 years, and when the criminal party's in control, there's nothing we can do. Yeah, you're in deep doo-doo, I would imagine. The first time.
I'm so hoping that you can lock him up.
Lock who up?
Him.
Bush?
Yes, then I could be safe.
Well, Mr. Prime Minister, you do have MI6. And by the way, I just love the man's name, Mr. Dearlove. who headed your so to speak,
yes,
your secret.
It was a Fleming, isn't it?
What's a great name, Dear Love. Mr. Dear Love, I like that. Mr. Prime Minister, thank you so much for talking with me. I can't stand any more of this. So.
Well, I'm quite grateful that you gave me this chance.
Yeah, I hope everything works out, okay?
Oh, I do, too.
You might consider therapy, all right? I know what it's like to be jolted like this, all right?
I'm going to go have a drink.
All right, Mr. Prime Minister, you have a nice evening. You just take care. Tony Blair there.